Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's a 4.5-minute clip of the Alberta Governor Premier, Jason Kenney. Then we're going to come right back from break in 5 minutes and go to all of the callers in the order they've been received. I'm a little long with Carlos, but he always has a lot to say. Here is that very, very important breakdown of what's really happening.
Ricky Butterworth, or it might be Cindy Butterworth, says, where do you stand on the great reset the Liberals are planning on introducing? Well, let me just say that, first of all, what is this great reset? Pierre Poilievre, the Federal Conservative Finance Critic, recently raised concerns about this, and then he was attacked by some in the media and by the Liberals for supposedly circulating conspiracy theories. Well, The Great Reset is actually the name of a book by a very prominent advocate of it. His name is Klaus Schwab. He sent me a copy. I guess he sent one to probably every government leader around the world. And Klaus Schwab's thesis in his book is that we should, governments and societies, the world, should, quote, seize the opportunity of the public health and economic crisis to reimagine the world and radically change policies. Now, in what ways? I would describe it as a grab bag of left-wing ideas for less freedom and more government, for more government intervention, for policies that would, I think, create massive poverty, particularly energy policy, policies that he is advocating. So Klaus Schwab, by the way, is the president and founder of the World Economic Forum, also known as the Davos Summit. I call it the biggest gathering of global hypocrites in history. It's the it's a little ski village in Switzerland, and every, I think, February, a couple of thousand super rich people, a lot of billionaires, millionaires, global CEOs, and politicians fly into Davos with hundreds of private airplanes. They go into Switzerland, and they spend a week basically lecturing the rest of the world, including especially working women and men, about how they should reduce their carbon footprint. The hypocrisy in that crowd is so thick you can't even cut it with a knife. And so, no, I'm not going to be taking any policy direction from Klaus Schwab or his ilk. And what I find offensive, look, the so-called Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It is a actual set of concrete proposals being advocated by some very influential people, and including, apparently, by Prime Minister Trudeau, who's clearly alluded to it, referred to it, quoted from it, the Schwab theory, in a speech he gave to the United Nations a couple of months ago. So it's not a conspiracy theory to talk about that. Those are the folks advocating it. And I think it's perfectly legitimate for democratically elected leaders, for me to say, heck no, we're not going to exploit or take advantage of a crisis to advance a political agenda. If we're actually all in this together, like we keep saying, then how about we focus on the crisis, on protecting lives and livelihoods, helping people get through this, and how about after that, instead of exploiting the crisis to impose on democratic societies a whole bunch of failed socialist policy ideas, how about instead we get refocused on generating economic growth, on recreating some of the trillions of dollars of wealth that will have been destroyed, of restarting some of the hundreds of thousands of businesses that will have gone under, of obsessively focusing on getting the millions, the tens of millions around the world back to work. Those who have suffered most in the COVID era have been the poorest around the world. And so the notion that we would then drive them further into energy poverty through Klaus Schwab's policy agenda is, I just frankly find it offensive. So no, it's not a conspiracy, and nor is it a conspiracy theory. I think it's just very distasteful and regrettable.
It's fading down. Jason Kenney needs to be the leader of Canada. And, yeah, it's what it is. It's mass murder. Great Recess, mass murder.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's race through your phone calls here ahead of Milo Yiannopoulos joining us in studio into the fourth hour today. I'm going to go in the order that your calls have been received here. The longest holding would be Jeff in Windsor, then Max in Montreal. Jeff in Windsor, Canada, what do you make of this historic situation we're witnessing?
Well, first, Alex, I want to say God bless you, God bless InfoWars, and God bless human freedom. We're praying for InfoWars. We're praying for the whole world right now. I'm a 15-year veteran InfoWarrior. I've got two really important points to make. First, the video you played earlier with the liberal MP that equates Hong Kong to Heil Hitler, so the HH, Hong Kong, that's to answer your previous caller. Get the full clip, because right before she says that, she calls for complete gun confiscation. In May of 2020, Justin Trudeau and the RCMP pulled a huge false flag in Nova Scotia and then had an executive order and banned 1,500 types of firearms like AR-15. They call, quote-unquote, military assault style, blah, blah, blah. They gave a two-year amnesty, which is about to expire in May of 2022. And if it expires, gun owners will have to turn in their firearms without compensation.
I remember that. So they're bringing Canada, that's so rich, it's got as much resources as the U.S. or more, under world government martial law. It's incredible.
So the Liberal government's been taking a lot of heat for the cost of this buyback, which some people say like $4 or $5 billion to buy back all these guns because there's millions. Canada's a very large firearms owning population.
And of course, you saw what happened after they got the Aussie guns.
Yeah. So second, I want to go over the Give Send Go hack, which I know that InfoWars has Give Send Go fundraising account that they have there, but supposedly it was hacked by some Fruit Loop lefty in his mama's basement, which I think is completely bogus. I think it was a state actor. Canada's part of the Five Eyes, so I think this goes probably.
Oh, absolutely! They use that Fruit Loop guy as the front guy all the time. I was told. Absolutely, yeah.
Today,
and then you notice the media then used all that against people, so they aided and abetted with the stolen material. That's the corporate media, enemy of the people.
Not to steal your words, but it gets worse. Today they published a docs list, a map, a Google map. It's on Google with all the people who donated, with their full name, their postal code, like the American zip code, and their IP addresses.
Wow, who put out a targeting list of these people?
Well, it's posted. It says anonymous. It just says convoy donors for Ontario. That's the
one. Wow, so they
want
to send a message to everybody that if you stand up against permanent martial law and forced injection, we're going to come after you. Well, guess what? We know you're coming after us. We already figured it out. Amazing points, Jeff. We appreciate your call. I could talk to every caller for 10 hours, but we got to get to everybody here. Let's go to Max in Montreal, Canada. Max, welcome.
Hello, long time listener, first time caller.
Yes, sir.
And, love supporting InfoWars store.
Thank you.
Really high quality goods, DNA Force all the way. I bought the silver dollar, Reset Wars all the way. So support.
Well, thank you, brother. We would be shut down now if you hadn't bought that silver dollar, you know, for 3-4 times the markup. We did that to fund us as a fundraiser. That's a piece of history. God bless you and thank you.
Yeah, well, money is worthless at the moment.
It is.
Like, you see what they're doing in Canada at the moment? They're just basically moving us to a digital currency.
Oh, I would give everything I've got to stop these people. I mean, because I know it's not going to stop. We've gone over the edge.
Yeah, and the worst thing is I talk to my friends, like, every 2 weeks. I don't want to, like, create a separation, so I always have a line of communication. Their reasoning is out the window. And they're all Marxists, and I show them how, like, basically Marxism, big business, is, like, right, left, you know, David Icke, problem, reaction, solution, everything. And, you know, they don't care. They don't see. And I just want to go more deeply into the World Economic Forum. I'm in Quebec. Our premier, first thing he did when he was elected was go to Davos, speak there. He tweets, I read the Fourth Industrial Revolution. But then when we go to Parliament and we want to go argue with him, he says, oh, well, they're all conspiracy theorists who believe in my...
Oh, I know. It's happened here in the U.S., Europe, and Canada. I've seen it where they go, hey, there's letters that are public where Klaus Schwab's ordering you around. He goes, I don't even know who Klaus Schwab is. He goes, well, you're his guest of honor. And again, the way they lie to you is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, he puts it on Twitter, and then you show your uncle or your grandmother, hey, look, you don't know how to read English. You barely, like, the only thing you do is watch the news, and they think you're cuckoo. All of a sudden, they ask you, hey, you believe in climate change, like, out of the blue. It makes no sense. But anyway, I work in AI, and I have to say, like, almost, like, not to discuss good or bad, but all of the applications are for track, trace, control. It's like, that's all they care about. Like, can we read your license plates? Can we count the amount of people in the crowd? Can we identify your faces? Can we read your license plates? Can we see you through your house? Can we see with a helicopter your license plate for 20 kilometers away? You know, it's all that's all they talk about. And then I'm like, hey, guys, you ever realize that they turned that against you? Like, come on, wake up.
Well, they think they'll be part of the winning team, and they're the biggest fools of all. Beautiful points, Max. We love you up there. Thank you. Canadians stood up, folks, and they got crushed, and now... many are going to solitary confinement with no trial or no bond. I mean, just unprecedented evil in North America. I mean, that is just wild. That is just wild, folks. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Calgary, Canada. Go ahead, Mike.
Good day, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you, InfoWars. I regret to inform you that this probably might be the last time we talk. It's good to talk to you again, Alex.
Good to talk to you, brother.
There's quite a few elephants in the room. I have to get three of them, and then there's two more short things after that. You know, what's crazy about this whole democracy thing is that we had people going to our parliament to address our grievances with them, and they weren't even listened to. They weren't even addressed by the premier. So that tells you how much of an authoritative state we have lived at up until that point.
Well, yeah, and you also have the... Speaker of the Parliament blocking the member of Parliament that brings up Klaus Schwab alumni, and then it's just insane. This is North Korea come to North America.
Oh, it is, brother. Second point: Trudeau jab caught COVID twice. Doesn't that tell you that maybe the jabs don't work? Perhaps. Like it's total garbage. They want everyone jabbed, so there's no control group for this grand experiment that they're running globally. It is absolutely garbage. The media is totally behind it. I'll give you another example about how they're using division. Like, if you go on any comment in any Canadian website, the comments are, like, 98% negative against what the government has done in the last week. And the way they divide us is things when they had all these unmarked graves all over D. It is total absolute garbage because they didn't exhume anything. The way they could find out if there's actually people in the ground there is they could do what's called a core sample and inspect it for DNA. Case closed. There were three universities that had people lined up, ready to go, and the government blocked them. And, like, I'm deep in this, man. Like, I have a friend, Pastor Arthur Pawlowski.
Oh, he's facing, for preaching, he's facing 10 years in prison under the Emergency Act and no bond as well.
He has his cell phone in RCMP and CPS's possession right now with my number on it. I've been friends with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, formerly of InfoWars, on Facebook, and we collaborated trying to figure out what this coded messaging was in the October 31, 2016 WikiLeaks, where there's Obama used $65,000 of the taxpayers' money on hot dogs. Pretty interesting. Last point I want to get, and your callers can take my name and information after this, but I'd like to start a petition through someone with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And see if she can get something going for...
Brother, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Thank you, Mike. Wow. We're going to go to break. We're going to get to five or six more callers when we come back. We're going to go to Matt in Toronto, who's up first, then Jim in Ontario, Canada, then Lane, Chris, and others from Toronto, Canada, straight ahead. And then Milo Yiannopoulos was here in town the other day working on some journalistic stories. We went out to dinner, he and I, and MTG. It was really a lot of fun. He's got a lot to say. He's coming in for an hour. Then I got even more news to hit in the last 30 minutes. I'm hosting the fourth hour today. You're stuck with Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Checking your phone calls here on this 2-2-2022 transmission at the end of the fourth hour of a special report. Greg Reese hasn't come out yet. We're going to be premiering here. And a very powerful thing that Joe Rogan, yes, that he interviewed 3 weeks ago, finally aired a few days ago, had to say, and he just knocked it out of the park. So look for that towards the end of the next hour as well. Let's go to your phone calls, back to the great phone calls here. Let's talk to Jim in Canada, Jim in Ontario. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi. I launched freedomunion.org last night at midnight, and it's basically a declaration of independence of digital slavery. So
beautiful. Say it again, because that's everything is independence against digital slavery. Everything in the future is going to be fighting the worldwide carbon tax, social credit score.
Absolutely. QR codes, QR cowboys coming to round everybody up. I'm begging and pleading for hockey parents to hit the outdoor rinks and raise their hockey sticks with Canadian flags, have signs. I love what Theo Fleury's doing, a proud Canadian. He's fighting the fight. So it's getting unreal.
Man, it's crazy that the New World Order chose you for maximum tyranny.
Yeah, a friend of mine in Ottawa had his car impounded for 8 days without due process. It's completely insane.
What do you make of them grabbing the peaceful organizers and saying no bond, could be up to a year till trial, 10 years in prison? I mean, meanwhile, peaceful protests burn down buildings and they get awards for it, and Trudeau endorsed Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, like, what I can't understand is how are just two of the people who were in front of the camera talking out of the committee? There was like 5 to 10 people at every given, like, where are the other people? Why are they not in jail? You know, it's like, how can they just selectively pick people that aren't agreeing with the narrative?
That's what authoritarians do, brother. Jim, thank you so much. Thanks for holding. Wow, great callers. Let's go to Matt in Toronto, Canada. Matt, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. Listen, I love all the callers that just called, all the Canadians, but why aren't they saying, the first thing that comes out of their mouth should be an SOS, because we don't have a parliament no more. We have a dictatorship. And
remember, Hitler got in and the parliament declared him dictator later. Routinely, most of the time, dictatorships are elected. That's what people need to get. He's declaring a dictatorship and saying no bond for peaceful protesters. Folks, that's North Korea level.
It's absolutely insane, Alex. We should be making SOS Canada shirts. I'd rather see.
No, I agree. Canadians should all be doing videos on every platform they can. You know, from Getter to Gab to Trump's thing once it's working, hopefully, but also on all the enemy channels and just saying SOS, help us, SOS. This is like North Korea, and the left will all make jokes and stuff. But people know the truth. We need to see all Canadians get online now and say help us.
Help us, man. We're screwed. It's gonna be days, weeks, soon, like a month. I can feel it in my bones, man. Our friends.
Oh yeah, they're getting ready to stage a mass shooting or bombing, and they're gonna start arresting everybody. I mean, Trudeau is a psychotic. He is Klaus Schwab's favorite leader. Klaus Schwab says he is the example of the new world and what we're about to do.
Absolutely. What's going to happen when us Canadians, when we call our family and they're not there no more because they tested positive for COVID and went to the...
Oh, yeah, they went to a camp and, oh, they died in the camp. That's right, death by ventilator. Beautiful point, Matt. We love you. Trying to get to everybody right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Ottawa, the center of the globalist takeover, where the governor has gone along with it, the premier, where the leaders have gone along with all of it. And now the mayor says we're taking all your property, taking your cars. He is a Klaus Schwab acolyte. The head judge there says no free speech, 10 years in prison for any peaceful protest against the lockdowns. Trudeau is God Emperor. You are literally living in North Korea. The world has got to wake up and say no to this. Chris in Ottawa, what's your view on this?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Alex, because I was actually a live streamer, boots on the ground in Ottawa, live streaming all of this and having a first-person perspective. So I just figured, yeah, I'd call in, and if you have any questions for me to expose.
Well, sir, you're here. You've got the floor. Just what do you want to telegraph your nugget of information?
Well, I'm Red Prince on YouTube. If anyone wants to see the truth, it's there. But if I want to say one thing, is that all the media are lying about everything in terms of stealing from the homeless, graffiti, vandalism, everything, all of the above. It was honestly exactly the opposite. I didn't even a single cigarette butt on the ground. It was that clean.
Well, I noticed that in the videos, but it didn't matter. Trudeau said there were Nazis and you stole food and you desecrated war memorials. Of course, none of it was true because he's a criminal, dictator, liar taking your country down.
Oh, exactly. And I was actually there in the last stand. And I don't know if you saw it, but there was a horse that trampled a native woman. And that's kind of ironic.
No, I saw it. I mean, they jammed the cell phones the last day. We didn't see a lot of that. Well, how did it all end?
How did it all end? Well, I barely got away without being arrested, but they deployed LRAD, which is basically a sonic boom that inactivates all electronic devices and can give you permanent brain damage as well. So, and they surrounded the last remaining group of protesters, rounded them up like cattle, and arrested them all.
And I'm seeing that they're not going to give a lot of them bond. So the message is, you protest peacefully, this is North Korea, you disappear. Everybody knows, if you're a tourist in North Korea, don't protest, don't speak out, you disappear. And literally, Canada has fallen.
I'm honestly so afraid for my financial security and safety and, you know, for my future family, because I've heard about them freezing bank accounts, knocking on your door and potentially arresting you if you resist. And
of course, once you get into the fear, then they totally win. But that's why we've got to say no. I mean, how do we stand with Canada? How do we say no? How do we have solidarity? How do we stop this incredibly wicked operation?
I have no idea at this point. I don't even know how many people are left after that convoy. I gotta say that most of the truckers fled and they ran once they saw the line of riot police. So I don't even know how many truckers would be willing to do this again if there was the opportunity.
Well, I think that's good. How dare those Canadians think they could go peacefully protest? If they wanted to burn buildings, burn down police stations, and worship communism, they'd have been hailed. Hell, Vice President Kamala Harris would bail them out of jail. But peacefully saying no to forced lockdowns and forced injections and massing of children, you shut your dirty Canadian mouths, you monsters.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. All right, we're going to get to Lane and Irfan in Toronto. Those are the last callers of the day. Milanopoulos is coming up, but I'm going to get to you next segment, and then we're going to segue into Russia and the left and transgenderism and just going after kids and all of it. And then this is really a big deal. Because I don't get into esoteric stuff and mumbo-jumbo, but the globalists are really, really obsessed with it. And we've got a big event taking place astrologically today that is huge. And so we're going to be getting to that. And that Greg Reese report, I think, should be out by now. Let me know when the Greg Reese report's out, guys. We'll get it posted to Bandai Video. And I'm going to be premiering that because, hell, if it gets done early, I'll play it before Bio leaves us. Because this is a big deal, and you can't ignore that the globalists believe in this stuff and are going to be following it. Separately, thank you all for your word of mouth. Now you see free speech is under more attack than ever. When I tell you stuff's coming down to the wire, I'm not doing that just to say it. I mean, I'm staying at my post, folks, but let me tell you, the water's rising fast, okay? Ship's going down. And it's so sad, but we become a satanic population. That's what happens. So we're going to get judged. But those of us that get back with God and get righter, I think are going to be protected. We got to pray for the political prisoners of Canada, though. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I've been on air more than 25 years,
And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Tuesday, 2/22/2022, 222-222-1776. And Greg Reese has filed a report. You may not believe in all this stuff, but ladies and gentlemen, the globalists do. And historically, when this happens, all hell breaks loose. The report just went live at band.video. Pluto's return and the rebirth of individual freedom.
However you may feel about astrology, it was the original science from which all other sciences were born out of. And although today's pop culture paints it as pseudoscience, occult traditions see it as sacred knowledge. While it is a great mystery, it is as predictable as mathematics and experiential for everyone. And today, astrologically speaking, is a very interesting day for America and individual freedom worldwide. Today is 2/22/2022, the first time Pluto is conjunct to the United States since July 4th, 1776. A 248-year event known as Pluto's return. Every time a planet returns to the same degree it was in relation to your location of birth, you experience a return. Many of us can personally understand the idea of Saturn's return. It takes Saturn about 29 years to orbit the Sun, and so it happens roughly around your 29th birthday. Because Saturn symbolizes severity and discipline, this time is known as an era of learning through harsh reality for those who haven't already mastered self-discipline. Pluto symbolizes destruction and rebirth, and so Pluto's return, which lasts about 2 years, is considered to be a time of destruction and rebirth. During the Roman Empire's first Pluto's return, the Severan dynasty collapsed, a time known as the crisis of the third century. And their second Pluto return took place 10 years before the end of the Roman Empire. And now America's first Pluto's return on 2/22/2022. 2 × 2 × 2 × 222 equals 1776. It begins on a Tuesday, and it lasts 2 years. Perhaps you dismiss all this as pseudoscience woo-woo, but it is important to know that the occultists who sway the governments of the world do not. They take this sort of thing very seriously, which could explain why they all seem to be in such a frantic hurry. More than America, July 4th, 1776 symbolizes individual freedom. And so, astrologically speaking, the next 2 years will mark either the destruction or rebirth of these individual freedoms that were born in 1776. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Now, whether you believe in that or not, the globalists are obsessed with it. You notice Putin invaded part of Ukraine on the eve of that. I mean, he didn't even get into it in the report. The Roman Empire fell, was sacked, and finally completely fell on the Pluto's return. I mean, this is some wild stuff. And, man, all hell is breaking loose. Joining us for the rest of the transmission is Milo Yiannopoulos. That was really great to see him here in town doing some journalistic work. We had dinner with MTG on Sunday night. He's here for a few more days doing work. Hopefully he'll be on the other shows. But he is a columnist, and now he's a church militant. He's been knocked off his horse like on Saul on the road to Damascus. He's now Paul, I guess. And he's on Gab at M and Telegram at Milo Official. And he's here with us. So, Milo, so much to talk about, so much going on. I mean, Russia, the COVID thing collapsing, martial law in Canada. It's just, where the hell do we begin? This is absolutely crazy, the moment we've gotten to. First, it's great to see you here. What would you call this period of time we're in? Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Good to see you again. I mean, more than anything, I'd call it frightening. I mean, those of us who have been, we've been fighting, we've been, totally unafraid of everything for a really long time. We've been saying, ha, 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 censorship only makes me stronger. We've been doing all this stuff. I got to tell you, over the last 18 months, I've started to get a little bit frightened, and I don't mind admitting it. I don't mind telling people. I've started to get a little bit spooked when you look at...
Well, you should be. I am, too.
I mean,
how many friends do we have that are behind bars for peacefully protesting right now? Quite a few.
I mean, almost everybody I know was at January 6th. I mean, I wasn't there, but almost everybody I know, my whole phone book was there. And they're all staring down the barrel of these astonishing, punitive, dishonest, horrendous prosecutions. And you know that when you get into federal court, there's a 97% conviction rate in federal court. So if they bring charges against you, you're going down. You're going to jail. The only question is for how long. Then you see this, like, just brazen, unashamed... cutting off of bank accounts, the kind of stuff that we always talk about and we know is coming, but it's still shocking when it arrives. When you hear Trudeau's, you know, little whoever she is, saying, oh yeah, we're going to just close the bank accounts. And then you see the police harassing coffee shop owners for the crime of serving coffee to the truckers. Like, this stuff is wacky.
And by the way, I can't even play all this. And I'm not trying to just discredit police. Some of the globalists want to discredit police, and they bring in their own police. But these were special bad police they brought in, beating up shopkeepers at major restaurants and delis that let people in and serve them food.
And
you saw in France them firing tear gas into cafes. I mean, this is terrorism.
And there are these group chats leaking that I'm sure you've seen as well of police gloating about about horses trampling truckers.
I meant to get to that. Tell people about that. I haven't covered that.
So there's leaked a WhatsApp group of the Canadian. It's the Mounted Police Division, although they look like the militarized cops that you used to see.
Looks like Darth Vader's landing.
They do. I know you call this place the Death Star, but they really are the evil empire. You know, the extraordinary militarization. And they're gloating, childish gloating behind the scenes, gloating about the fact that their horses are trampling people underfoot. And you see in these private WhatsApp groups that one of these police guys, obviously somebody in there has a soul, somebody in there has a conscience. They have their conscience has been pricked, and they've leaked this WhatsApp group.
Yeah, that's the good news.
Of Canadian, one good policeman in 50. They're leaking these Canadian police chats where the police officers are saying, we need to learn that maneuver for when we're on horseback, and cheering on the trampling of...
Nothing like running over an old lady on a mobile scooter.
And this is in the context of the Canadian... Just think about the vindictiveness, the petty vindictiveness of all this. This is in the context of Canadian governments saying, we are going to take your pets. If you're a trucker and you're not looking after your dog properly, we're going to take and destroy your dog. There was a tweet out from Ottawa police saying, if you're not looking after your dogs properly, they will be taken. And if they're not claimed after 8 days, they'll be dealt with, or some other sinister Soviet-style thing. Then they said about kids. There was another, I think it was again an Ottawa police tweet. I think they said, we're aware that there are children in the trucker convoy. Those children will be removed to a safe place.
First.
Do you think they're going to a safe place? I don't know. I think these are child...
No, they use terrorism against...
Child snatching. It's child snatching. And this is...
And now they're holding the leaders facing 10 years in prison, no bail, up to a year till trial. I mean, that's North Korea. That is next level.
Yes, it is. And this is Canada's January 6th. Another example of peaceful... non-destructive, non-violent protesters. I mean, there was a bit of a scuffle at the Capitol. I'm sure there have been a bit of scuffles and truckers. But compare that to the riots of 2020. Give me a break. These are, for the vastly peaceful, quiet patriots standing up for the constitutions of their own countries. It's not even, in some sense, it's even a political fight. They're just saying, can we please be the country that it says on that document, you know, that it was found, that we were founded.
And Trudeau says, yeah, these rights are guaranteed, and we're not going to follow them. That clip.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen him say, I want to be a dictator?
Oh, well, he's asked the Canadian Parliament to extend his emergency powers indefinitely. And he said to...
We knew that was coming.
And he said to the MPs, to the equivalent of congressmen, in Canada, if you don't do it, you hate the Canadian government.
Well, that's a quote. We have all these videos. We're going to talk to Lane in British Columbia as the last caller when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, I knew this was all coming. I knew about the New World Order, their whole plan. But man, it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to get knocked upside the head by. It's kind of like you going through a green light, you know somebody's running the red light. And it seems like it's a minute before they hit you, but it's really just 2 seconds. You go, this is going to hurt. And then next, your jaw's broken and, you know, your teeth are knocked out or your shoulder's broken. In one car wreck I was in and I had my shoulder. I mean, we're in the car wreck right now. We've been hit by it. And we're going to go to Lane, who's been holding for a long time. Last caller we're going to get to from Canada here in a moment. But then you want to do just elaborate on a lot of different issues with Russia and the economy and political correctness and just where you see the world going. Milo Yiannopoulos is with us. You can follow him on Gab at M, just the letter M, and Telegram Milo Officials. And a lot of super secret squirrel stuff behind the scenes. He claims he's retired, but that's so easy. I'm going to out him now. No, I'm joking. Seriously, he's totally retired now. But you know, before we go to this call, you must have been listening, because I've only called this place the Death Star a few times. And my point is, it destroys globalists. And they're always trying to shut us down, and they think they take this down. They don't know there's two more Death Stars hidden behind the planet, or maybe three Death Stars. So one more is getting built right now. So when I figured out they want to shut me down, let's just say they'll never shut us down without turning the power off and put me in prison, which they're like, okay, we'll do that. So that's where we are. But it's funny, you know, the Death Star is Pluto, and I'm not a big, you know, person that's into esoteric. I'm not a big Gnostic. I'm not a big Rosicrucian. I'm not a big, well, what's the term they use, Milo? The term, I guess, they use would be a numerologist. I'm not into numerology, but I know the globalists are. So you can't deny that Pluto, under the Roman system and the Greek system, is the Death Star. And it symbolizes destruction and rebirth. And that the last time it orbited through was Tuesday, 2-22-2022. 2 plus 2, or 2 times 2 times 2. Times 222 is 1776. 22222 is the first time Pluto was conjunct the United States since July 4, 1776. A 248-year event known as Pluto's return. Pluto symbolizes destruction and rebirth. It begins today in the last 2 years. It's really kind of crazy that this is all going on. And I'm not saying it's even real. I'm saying the globalists believe in this. What do you make of this?
Well, perhaps it's not so much that the position of celestial bodies exerts an influence on our planet, but rather that because these people believe in those superstitions, they line up their machinations to match, right?
Exactly.
So they know it's coming. They know it's supposedly a thing for whatever, you know, child blood pagan sacrifice thing they do on a Sunday when the rest of us are in church. They know it's a thing for them, and so they line it up to match because these are great, you know, these are great events in their ecclesiology or whatever. I think a lot of people sniggered and sneered over the last 5 or 10 years when they heard right-wing commentators talk about, you know, the pedophile stuff, the child sacrifice, and all the rest of it. But they're not sneering now, because ever more obviously and ever more ostentatiously, the people who rule over us are kind of showing their hand, revealing that there is some kind of occult dimension to a lot of what goes on in politics and a lot of what goes on in Hollywood. It's there, and you can deny it. You deny actual peril. There is something weird about these sex cults, the NXIVM or whatever the abbreviation was. You know, they're all at it. We're not quite.
Or Jeffrey Epstein or all of them.
We're not exactly sure what it is they're up to, but they're up to something. And when they're doing obscene and appalling things to children, they're doing it in peculiar temples on billionaires' islands, or they're doing it in private mansions you can't get into in the Hollywood Hills. This stuff is real, and it happens, and we don't know anything really about it other than the occasional whispers from people who were on the periphery of that movement, who kind of blab and then disappear. Or maybe, you know, someone like Corey Feldman, that's right, who's, you know, obviously very troubled and obviously has a lot of you know, stuff going on, but the guy's seen things, and you can tell when you look into his eyes. You can tell something really awful happened, and you know, I only ever saw the very, very, like, periphery of this when I was still a practicing homosexual and in Hollywood, and, you know, the pool parties and stuff like that, and I never witnessed anybody underage, and I never saw with my own eyes anything happen to children, but there was a lot of older men and younger men and that kind of thing, but I never saw with my own eyes what is now becoming obvious to all of us, which is that there is an occultist, numerological, weird, some people would call it satanic, I probably would call it a satanic dimension to a lot of the worst stuff that's happening in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry. It's no longer possible really plausibly to deny that, is it?
No, it's not. And I want to go to Lane in British Columbia and have her get her point, and I appreciate her holding it. Or maybe Lane's a man. I guess that's a name to me either way. Like, Alex should be Alexis, so I apologize if you're a man. Lane's usually a man. I apologize. He probably is a man. But I want to talk about, because I never judged you for, you know, being homosexual. I judge people off of what they actually do and how they live. And but I do notice that lifestyle's kind of run by the left. It's become, you know, destructive, and historically is connected to societal collapse when just the general public gets into that and the family is destroyed. I want to ask what your epiphany was, or was it a process? Because, you know, they say somebody can't go from being gay to being heterosexual or vice versa. Whereas you really study history and things, there's a lot of people that are doing all sorts of things, pansexual people. There's people that become, you know, straight, then they become that, then they go back to that. I mean, so the idea that the left says, once you're something, you're always that seems like another form of tyranny to me. So I think it takes a lot of courage for you to come out and you know, say this. And when I first saw it, I haven't seen you in a year or so. Seeing you in person and going out to dinner, I do pick up there's quite a change about you in a lot of ways, the whole vibe, everything. But I thought you were a nice person before. I think you're just as nice now, but you certainly are different. So we'll talk about that when we start the next hour. That's really interesting. But Lane, and I'm sorry to gender you, a man or woman from British Columbia, Canada. What is your take on the madness up in Canada?
Hi, Alex. It's crazy. You know, I'm from the U.S. I came up here 10 years ago, immigrated to Ottawa, of all places. And, there was a time where I used to go down to Canada Day and shake hands with the RCMP Mounties. And now they're being trained by the U.N., you know, volunteering and training with the U.N. to come back and police their people. It's really sad. You know, I've watched the changes. You know, I my mind goes back to, clear back to Randy Weaver, to 9/11. And, when I was a kid, I used to go out with my dad. He was a John Bircher, and we used to go out and sell constitutions door to door. And now I'm sitting here in Canada in martial law. quite ironic. Another thing, I used to, I live in a small town now, but I used to live in Vancouver, and we used to walk the streets. I've been through all these protests from, Greta to BLM and all this stuff, and the Vancouver police used to escort the protesters through the streets. They were really decent. And now look what's happened. It's just crazy. They stopped Canada Day last year, and,
You're in the full, and again, okay, ticket people. Okay, tow their vehicles. Okay, maybe they go to jail for 3 hours. You don't no bail and declare an emergency and say 10 years in prison, you're a terrorist, and grab their bank accounts. I mean, folks, on a scale of 1 to 10, they're hitting a 10 right now.
That's right. You know, actually, when I first got to Vancouver, I was well aware of Agenda 21, 15, 20 years ago. And, it's the model city, I tell you. You know, they've got their eyes on Canada, and have had for a long time. You just see it. Everything's shut down, and they're continue to build the buildings and bring in all their, their Agenda 21, 2030 Sustainable Development, Act. And there's a book called The Fourth Turning. And this is kind of their handbook. We're in this cycle.
Exactly. They call the Fourth Industrial Revolution to stop the fourth turning that they believe will unseat them. Beautifully said. Thank you. And from calling from Canada.
Strauss, isn't it? It's one of Steve Bannon's favorite books, I think, The Fourth.
Yeah.
And he speaks very powerfully and intelligently and interestingly about that. Everybody thinks that they are living through the most important time that's ever happened, because everybody's basis for comparison is themselves. We all have this egotistical idea that we're living through the most important time ever. And if you were living during the fall of Rome and the Visigoths were sacking Rome, then maybe you have a reasonable claim to that. Or if you were living perhaps through the cresting of the Industrial Revolution, if you were living in the Reformation. We now, I think, have enough evidence to know we really are living in one of those moments. We really are at a point where the crust has cracked on the elites that run the world.
Man, Milo, you were always articulate, but now you're like next level. Repeat that. And I want to take what he just said and put that right on the front of the show today when we archive it. That little clip, because, exactly. There's no doubt now. Like, I'm usually somebody that's got nerves of steel, and now I'm like,
me too. I'm waking up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night because
I
hear a rustling outside. I think they're going to Roger Stone me, and as you say, I'm retired. What have I got to
do? We're going to come right back, because I'm telling you, folks, it's going down. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.